Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I would like to begin today's program with an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, the pandemic is over. It's done. It has ended. It's over.
Well, that's awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You took a day off and you fixed it?
I'll be honest with you. It was kind of getting fixed before I left.
Yeah.
But so many people now have the vaccine.
It's beautiful.
And it has become a much safer world. In fact, the Union, one of my favorite sports teams, they are going to have full capacity late June.
Awesome.
A little more than a month from now. You know what that means, Rhea? Full capacity, Philadelphia Eagles is
full. I love it.
Full capacity, the pennant race for the Phillies, if they're in it. That would be, I'm going to think, late June, July, too. June, July, right?
I hope so.
June, July. The pandemic is over, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to now assert that via what I did on Saturday night, a normal thing to do in unusual times.
What you do?
Saturday night, I attended the finest sports bar in America in the midst of one of the busiest Philadelphia sports evenings you would ever find. I called Pete Cherokee of Chickies and Pete's. I said, Pete, it's time to resume life.
Nice.
I am going to attend with some neighbors, who, by the way, my wife knows them better than I do, but they're very nice people. I would like to attend, and I would like to be there when all the games are going on.
Nice.
Because, see, it's important that I, as a sports commentator, understand the current temperature of sports in Philadelphia.
Correct.
I have not had an opportunity to take that temperature, Jonesy, because right now, we have been basically trapped for 14 months at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have.
Which for a while wasn't that bad, by the way.
Yeah, for a few months.
Got a little tiring after that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I went to Chickies and Pete's to find out where sports is today. Simultaneously, when do you ever find, Jonesy, three pro teams in our town playing at the exact same time on, wow, there must be 30 monitors.
Oh, wow, easily
great.
There.
Now, that big, big one likes a movie theater, which I haven't been to in 15 months
no.
either.
Yes.
And all the little monitors, that, which, by the way, aren't that little, with all the other games on it.
Yeah, it's
so
cool.
So, anyway, what they decided there, I'm not entirely certain why, that they had the Sixers up there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then they, well, it didn't really make sense because nobody was playing.
Other
there you
that.
Go.
Ben had back tightness.
Yeah.
I have back tightness today,
but I'm here.
It was the Pistons. They don't even have a team. They just found some people. They got on a bus and they drove here.
They really don't have a team.
They didn't care.
Right.
All right. So they had that up there. They had the Phillies in Atlanta. That started a few minutes later. And then they had the Flyers on. Because they wanted to, they were actually showing a game involving a corpse. That was the Flyers.
Hmm.
Flyers had already been pronounced dead, but there were still players out there in their uniforms, so they showed the game. All simultaneously. Now, Al, you have not, have you had this experience since the pandemic?
Yeah, in fact, it was Friday and Saturday that was called the Equinox, and they had betting that you could bet. The Equinox betting on the three teams all playing at the same time. And it was weird,
like a parlay?
because you thought the Phillies were gonna win the damn.
Oh my god.
That was horrible.
Well, you're laughing about Saturday night.
Oh god,
I haven't gotten to
other than cry.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that yet.
There were the equinox you're talking about.
All and I know is they lost that game. I left. They were up 3-0. I was enjoying. The Flyers were nothing. Who cares? The Sixers were up 20 right after the tip off.
Yes.
Like I looked up, they were tipping it off, and then I looked back up, and it was 37-17. Yes. Now there was an interval there because I had a big bucket of red mussels, and when you put the red mussels in front of my face. I tend to lose focus on anything else.
Easy to do. That's a beautiful item.
Those things were nice.
There we go. What takes over the conversation?
Oh, food. Man, were those tasty.
3-2. Yeah, it was.
That's when the waitress comes over and she goes, I hope you don't mind. Pete has already pre-ordered for you. And I looked at her and I said, we are back to normal.
Back in business.
Let's do it.
I saw a picture of you with some of the staff.
Yeah, I wanted to send that out because this is what happened. So I walked in. And Pete's cousin was there. And Pete said, I've got a beautiful seat for you where you could see all the games. And I hope you don't mind. There's a table right across from you of extremely tall women.
That's what I'm looking at. They're as tall or taller than you. And you're
they
tall.
They are either on a basketball team or that blonde girl, she's a model.
Oh.
She's a fashion model out, but she's taller than me. And I'm a full 6'3". Maybe 3.5
She is taller than you.
Yeah,
she's
you're
about
6'3" and 1 inch.
I'm 6'4" then.
Yeah.
6'3" and the 1 inch.
Yeah. And she's got sneakers on. She's not wearing heels.
No. She's very tall and extremely beautiful. But you will see there, and you will actually, you could call that Beauty and the Beast because they were all beautiful.
Four beauties and
I looked
and a beast.
Stupid. Somebody's so in an effort to look better, I had an unconventional expression.
You
of my
did
face.
The fish face.
Did
not exactly.
It?
That's
almost.
A variation of it. But anyway, getting back to it. So I'm watching it.
Yeah.
And now I sit here the next day alarmed. Because I'm going to tell you something.
What is it?
Nobody was into anything. Nobody was even paying much attention. Now, you got to understand. It wasn't 100% capacity, but it was 75%.
Yeah. Yeah.
South Philly, right in the sports complex area.
But you were down near me and you didn't come over to visit?
No, I did. I saw the condition of your house. I'm not going near it right now.
I gutted it. That's okay.
She gutted her house. Yes. I'm not going in a house that's gutted.
But that wasn't gutted on Saturday night.
Well, I didn't
started it on Sunday.
Well, you would have started it early if I was coming. But anyway, bottom line is I'm there, Al, and now I sit here. Extremely concerned.
Whoa.
Because we talk about sports and I can't tell how into sports the people are after a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I don't know. Yeah. I know this. Home run early, Phillies are no reaction. All right. Nothing. There was no one paying any attention to the Sixers or the Flyers.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. All right. Now, I understand that for the Flyers, it's the end of a bad season. They're probably not into it, right, Al?
No, they should be more upset than they are.
But they're not, right? Even that, right? Why aren't they
They've
more
had
upset?
Their soul they, taken from
and
them.
And it was a month ago that they got upset.
All right, good. Then let me do it this way. Why aren't the – I need to ask all you out there. This is a very important show for me because I'm taking your temperature. All right, I'm literally – Al, I'm getting the thermometer – and I'm placing it in your mouth. No. Your mouth, Joe.
Your mouth makes a funny noise.
What time were you there?
I was there from 6:30 till 9 o'clock.
Were you there for the ninth inning?
No.
No.
When was that? That was like midnight. I don't know what that was.
That was ugly.
No, but I'm getting to that because I'm wondering what it takes now to get people into it. For example, I'm looking at the Flyers. Now, I cannot find an attendance number for last night's Flyers game.
About 2,000, I think.
Right, but there is a capacity of 4,000.
30-something.
So even now, you got to picture this. This is, just picture a really small rink, you know, like the really small minor league rink where there's like 4,000 seats.
Right.
The Flyers right now can't fill that. They can't fill 4,000.
Oh. No, because the seats went on sale. You had to buy four. It was awful.
All right, but there may be other reasons, but they didn't sell out. People didn't go, oh, my God, I could go to a hockey game. Let me get this ticket. No.
They
weren't that excited.
No, if they were heading to the playoffs, they would have sold out.
They would have. Well, yeah. So that's what it would have taken.
Well, what's
sure.
Yeah, it's like,
all right, I don't know. I don't know exactly what's happening with capacity
of
the Sixers right now.
Same thing. Same numbers.
But here's the thing. All right, just project this for a second.
Yeah.
In at least of two months from now, all stadiums and arenas will be fully open. There'll be concerts again. If the union's doing it at the end of June, they're doing it.
Well, that's a different county. But, no, it'll be about, we're hoping to get 50%.
Oh, you're Dr. Fowley now.
Well, I'm just telling you that you're in the city. You know who runs this,
They're
right?
announcing COVID restriction lifting things today.
Yeah, you know
and
who,
I'm
yeah.
sure Al's head's going to explode.
Yeah, it's...
No, it's time to...
Yeah, no kidding.
Al,
no kidding.
There were 73,000 people for a boxing match over the weekend.
The Atlanta Braves.
Right. Everybody,
the Braves had a full house,
yes,
right?
Yes, no masks, full
no,
house.
No, well, fortunately for both Georgia and Texas, they did not get the virus.
Well,
I don't
fine.
Know how they did it. They must have had walls up around the states.
If you're the Sixers, you got to be waiting for this and saying, please, right. God, that's a big difference
right.
for them.
What I need to know, people, is this. Are you as into the Flyers as you were last year? Probably not. They stink, right? are you as into the Sixers? They're winning the conference
yeah.
probably tonight,
that's
all
a,
right?
Yeah, probably.
That's
are you
indicator.
As into them as you were? Because you weren't at Chickies and Pete's Saturday night. No one was into anything.
And that's interesting because with all the betting, you would think
right.
there yeah. might be some people there to watch all the different games,
I'm
right?
I'm telling
it's surprising.
You, there was nothing. There was no reaction to any game for 2.5 hours of me filling my face.
Yeah, I blame it on Pete.
Maybe
no,
you were too busy
the food
eating.
Is too good.
The food was great. I acknowledge that. But Rhea, wouldn't that be something?
Well,
where is this?
The Flyers kind of stole it from
right.
us about a month ago, like Jonesy
yeah.
said.
All right, what about the Sixers?
The Sixers, I'm surprised at it, but the NBA has eaten themselves.
They
I mean,
have.
They just really... That I'm literally going, okay, tell me when the playoffs start. The Phillies, I'm totally into, but long stretches go where, as you point out, they play catch.
Well, that's a thing, right? I mean, they're...
But
now,
the night,
notice how football... If yeah. the Eagles game was on,
now, every
there's
single
zero
second.
Doubt in my mind there would have been tremendous reaction.
And the NFL draft got
the
killer
draft,
ratings, and they
the,
announced names.
The last time they yelled and screamed in Chickies and Pete's was at the draft.
No, you weren't there for the extra innings.
That, I'm telling you, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, Ange...
All right, wait, you're saying the people got into it?
Oh.
Into it.
All right, hold on.
They were ready to march right, on Atlanta.
All right, let me try to play this out. All right,
oh.
So it's Al. It is 3-1.
Oh.
There are two outs,
two strikes,
and a really fat hitter is at the plate.
Two outs and two strikes.
Pablo Sandoval,
who's already beaten you once.
And
well,
all we need to do here, Al, is throw a nice splitter.
Yeah,
and
think?
Have him swing over it, and then everybody celebrates. And what is it, six straight? Seven
yes,
straight?
It would have been
six,
seven straight, I think.
Seven yeah. straight wins, Al. All they had to do was get one strike.
What pitch was called?
They called a fastball high in the zone, which is a stupid call.
JT?
very poorly executed.
Yeah.
Sorry. So I'm trying to picture this now. Now it's later. People are drunker, right?
Yes.
It's not
people
great.
Have been drinking for a long time.
Yeah.
And are they watching now, Josie, one pitch from a victory?
Yes.
I don't
are.
Know if they,
I think they are.
I mean, no one was. Were they looking at these big, tall girls that was sitting there?
Yeah, possibly. But
I know I
think
was.
They turned to look at it.
But anyway, and they're all watching, and then this happened.
And the pitch. Swing and a drive to center field deep. And this game is tied. Pablo Sandoval has hit his fourth pinch hit home run of the season. He's done it to the Phillies again with two outs and two strikes in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's a 3-3 game.
I cannot. I was not there. That was very late, Al. And in fact, I did not know it till the next morning where I just went nuts. I just couldn't believe how many times they blew that game because it did lead to the loss the next night. I can guarantee you that. Jonesy.
Yeah,
that,
there's
that
carryover.
Kick in the stomach.
Yes.
Well, in fact, they have not gotten over it yet. We will see if they start to play better tonight. But here's what I need to know. Was there a reaction then? There was not. I mean, when
vicious,
I tell
I'm
you
sure.
There was nothing. There was nothing. This city was not reacting to the three non-Eagle teams in one setting the same night. When there's sports betting illegal.
Yeah, yeah, that's so a really
someday
surprising.
Someday maybe with Pete. Pete is even trying to do something with that.
Yeah, good.
But I don't understand where we are right now in sports, and I really need to know. So I need you to call me at 215-592-9494, and I do come bearing gift. And this idea was courtesy of both Ava and Bill Matz.
Nice.
Right? Bill Matz runs Broad Street Hockey.
That's very good.
And Bill Matz felt a sense of enormous relief last night. Not that the Flyers had won a meaningless season finale.
Right.
But that the season was over. Hmm. And we are looking for things today that you're happy when they're over.
Very
no,
good. Very good idea.
It was a bad little chuckle. Mm. I didn't even like the chuckle. I think, no, that is not true. Not in my house. But
I wasn't thinking about that.
Well,
at
that's
all.
What Jonesy said before we even came out of the air. I know one person who's happy when it's over. No, I'm talking about anything. Al, anything that you go, well, I'm glad that's done. Mm-hmm. Could be, you know, a medical issue. It could be, Al, it could be a season. It could be a career. Huh? It could be a player who's on your nerves and he's gone. It
could be someone else's career.
It could be, yeah. It could be anything where you're happy when it's over.
Oh, that's good.
All right? We've never done anything like that before. 215-592-9494. Our top one today. Al, Jonesy, Rhea, who's it going with this? Who's a good judge for this?
I judged yesterday, and it was regrettable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Well, Jonesy hasn't worked in a while. Make him work.
I'll Jonesy, things that, can I be honest? And I think you might even agree with me. We're all kind of happy the Flyers season's over.
Yeah, no, once it's done,
we're kind
it's
of
done.
Over. Yeah. We're kind of over.
Yeah.
But we are offering today a Joel Embiid jersey, mm-hmm. a $50 Visa gift card, a $50 Corner Bakery gift card, $25 Glenn Mack now Conchoc and Brewing gift card. Four terrific prizes. What are you happy when it's over? I could think of, I literally, when Ava came up with this, because her husband is thrilled that there's no more hockey to watch. He can't stand it.
He's a hard-working kid.
So you will get out right away. In fact, Mike is on from Warminster right now. Hi, Michael.
Angelo, good morning.
Michael, are you as into sports now as you were before the pandemic?
Absolutely.
Oh, you are? All right, but is there one specific sport
that I'm into more now than
No, that like it's it, you're calling on Eagles. I'm wondering if you're totally into that. Are you as into the Sixers? Are you as into the Flyers or the Phillies?
Not so much Flyers.
Oh, okay. But the others, you're still right there.
I'm still right there, yeah. I'm a diehard sports guy.
All right. By the way, I would be a hypocrite if I did not acknowledge, Al, that I was off yesterday. Strictly load management. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. Mike, what did you want to say about the Birds today?
I just want to say anyone that thinks the Eagles should go after Aaron Rodgers is a fool.
Oh, so true. Or Deshaun Watson.
Oh, no, he's coming here.
No, he's – I saw the Peter King. No, Mike. Do we need these? Why can't we believe in Jalen Hurts? What is wrong with that? We don't believe in that kid.
Give the young kid a try.
Yeah.
And let's nip this in the butt early. You know, I don't want this catching steam. Nothing. We don't want him.
No, I hate Aaron Rodgers. He's such a jerk too. And frankly, all right, maybe he's still great. He won't be in 2 years. He won't be.
Absolutely. Angelo, don't get me wrong. He's a great quarterback. But yeah. The thing is, we have no team around him right now. We can't win.
Yeah. He's not coming here.
All right. I'm not conceding that point at all, but I don't want him here. And I am not entertaining Deshaun Watson rumors or anyone else because I think you have the quarterback. You have him. He's here. He will get – look, there's no excuses now. He's got his best receiver – on the same team.
Yes.
They already have the chemistry. We all deserve, that young man deserves our optimism going into this season.
I think it's not right
that so many people won't do that.
Well, if you're patient, if he has a tough time this year, then you can go get Deshaun Watson.
It's a perfect
situation. There's an urgency of that.
Understand, there is no sequence where you're getting Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You understand?
I think he might be.
Oh, good. I run a massage parlor here in Philadelphia. Can't wait for him to show up.
Yeah.
Oh, that ought to go well.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anymore.
I'd rather Robert Kraft came here for a massage.
Maybe he'll hire him.
You know, he might. They do have that bond.
That'd be a quick visit.
They do have that bond. All right, Mike, you get the first shot at our Joel Embiid jersey and other stuff today. What are you glad when it's over?
Going over my in-law's house.
In-laws.
Yes.
All right, that's fine. A
visit
to the in-laws.
Yep. That's good.
Because you already know that the mother doesn't like you. You know what? My second mother-in-law kind of was okay with me.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling the first one wasn't that great, so I didn't have a high bar to clear. But I could be wrong. What do I know? Yeah. I don't know. 215. I got lines. Guys, could somebody who's a Phillies fan call in? I need a Phillies fan, a Sixers fan, and a Flyers fan to tell me if you're as interested as you were before the pandemic in your team. I desperately need, I don't know how I can keep doing shows out. And you want to hear something that's really bizarre?
What is it?
The first, I have three calls on a board now, right, and I just took one. They all have one thing in common. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Is named Mike.
Oh.
And they have a phone.
Could someone not named Mike call this number? 215. Joe, are you just putting Mike up for everybody that calls in? He's tired today.
Trolling
I was just putting
you.
Mike
all
up.
All Eagle.
215-592. You're in all the... Wait a minute. No. Josie, good pickup. Guys, I need one caller today from the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Phillies. Am I asking too much here?
Yes.
You understand, Al, I had a whole bucket of red mussels?
Okay.
They're delicious.
Did you dip in? Did you have some garlic bread? Are you dipping it? Or?
No, regular bread.
The bread in that sauce is very good. So good. And I don't like mussels, but I love that sauce.
And
they brought out the red one and the white one.
Ooh.
They're both great, but the red one is off the charts.
It is.
So I sent the white one down the other end of the table. I said, enjoy this.
There you go, guys.
Oh, that's nice of you. I don't want this, so why don't you eat
it? Good
man. Well, the good news is Rhea, they're neighbors, and they already don't care for me. So I didn't lose
There you go.
215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 620 Watt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.